From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the cable channel Al Jazeera begins broadcasting in English. But first, we go to Britain, where the investigation continues into the failed bombing attempts on London's transit system. Police arrested two men in raids in South London last night. Meanwhile, the government today began a series of talks with leaders of the Muslim community. Here's Home Office Minister Hazel Blears.
What we have to make sure is that particularly for young people and for women in Muslim communities, their voices can get through and be heard. But that's the way we deal with things in this country. There's never any justification for violence.
With us now from London is Mark Hosenball. He's investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
What does the government hope to achieve with these talks?
Just reassuring the Muslim community that they're not deliberately going after them, even though, of course, to some extent they are. I mean, they've started a program on the public transport system of basically stopping and sort of searching or questioning young Muslim-looking men, and this is causing political problems, and they're trying to short-circuit that.
And so what has been the reaction amongst Muslims, amongst the South Asian community?
Well, this has all just started. People have begun to go on their vacations. People are still shell-shocked from the events in the last two or three weeks. So I don't know that there's been, a huge sort of groundswell of reaction. They're certainly not sort of protesting in the streets or anything like that. And people are very nervous about what could happen next. The fact is there's been a very heavy security operation on in London, both in the streets and in the public transport, since last Thursday at least, when they thought, or supposedly they had specific intelligence that some additional band of terrorists might attack again. That didn't happen last Thursday, but that could have been because there were lots of police around. So they're keeping that up at least until this Thursday, which would be the two-week anniversary of the last attempted attack, which, of course, occurred 2 weeks after the original deadly attack on July the 7th. But they don't really know whether there's going to be another attack or not. They don't really know there's other cells out there, but they certainly are afraid that there could be.
Well, I'm sure one of their priorities is to secure the help of the leaders in the Muslim community. And how are they going about doing that?
Well, they're sort of trying to curry favor with them. My sense is that both sides, to some extent, in these exercises, play lip service to the idea of greater cooperation. But, you know, really getting those communities to cooperate is another matter when it comes to hunting down people and giving information on, you know, people of your own tribe or family or whatever. We do understand that last week, on the other hand, the people in the Somali community were responsible for helping the police find one of the suspects from the July 21st unsuccessful bombings, the guy that they arrested in Birmingham. So, certainly an ongoing dialogue with those communities is very important both for the government and for the law enforcement authorities here who have to worry about catching people if there are more people to catch.
Britain is actively pursuing the extradition from Italy of Hamdi Izak, one of the men accused in the failed bombing attempts of July 21st. And I understand there's been a roadblock to that extradition. Can you tell us about that?
Well, as I understand it, under this new European extradition warrant, extradition proceedings amongst states that are part of the European Union, extradition procedures are supposed to be speeded up. But there's still a sort of 60-day period during which litigation can occur. And moreover, as I understand the complication in Italy, what happened there is that it appears that the Italian authorities have charged this person, this suspect in the July 21st unsuccessful attacks in London, with some sort of terrorist crime under Italian law. And that case would have to be disposed of normally. In other words, they'd have to try the guy or investigate the guy, try the guy, convict him, and have him serve his sentence. At least things could go that way before he could ever be turned over to Britain, which is the country that wants him for trying to blow up people on the subway. So it could be a bit of a mess, but maybe it won't be.
We mentioned that two more people were arrested by police last night. What more can you tell us about that?
I don't think we know anything about it except that it was in places in South London. We just don't know. They keep arresting people and letting some of them go. In Britain, they don't say very much about the people they arrest anyway, and they don't have to charge people under the terrorism laws until after they question them for 14 days. So we actually don't know very much about what these arrests mean.
Mark Hosenball is an investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine, speaking to us from London. Thank you.
Thank you.